Exercises 3 and 4. We say we know something when we have acceptable reasons or proof for what we claim. I can say that I know that my computer is sitting in front of me because I can see it. I also know that the great English humanist Sir Thomas More died in 1535 because I've done research on More for years, and that is what the historical records show. I even know that the sum of the interior angles of every triangle that ever has existed, or ever will exist, is 180 degrees. Have I measured them all? Not very likely. How do I know? Because this is, in fact, the definition of a triangle. Each of these three examples involves knowledge, but each example is different. I claim to know something in each case, but the reasons I give keep changing. My first claim is based on direct sense experience. The second involves second-hand evidence, or hearsay, ultimately based on someone else's first-hand experience. And the third doesn't rely on sense experience at all. If they're all so different, do all these examples involve knowledge? The same kind of knowledge? As you see, questions about knowledge can be quite complicated.